And let's go now to Syria, which is seeing its biggest surge of COVID-19. Aid groups call this an uncontrolled outbreak and a medical catastrophe. This comes on top of a decade of war, millions displaced, and many hospitals bombed out. Joining us now is Francisco Otera y Villar. He's in charge of operations in northwest Syria for MSF. It's also known as Doctors Without Borders. Francisco, welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. Can you give us a picture of a hospital in the worst hit areas, which I gather are in opposition territory in northwest Syria? I mean, what do rising infections and saturated hospitals look like?
The facilities were torn by these 10 years of war. Medical personnel is very scarce also in the area. Many of them, they had to flee. Others, they were arrested, making a very limited number of health workers that can address normally the general health situation in the area. And now, on top of that, we have this COVID situation.
Wow. So you have not enough hospitals, as you described, not enough medical professionals. You have these rising COVID cases. Can you help us understand when a person with the virus comes in and is very sick, what are the realistic medical options?
Since a couple of weeks when this wave started, MSF, we reopened all our facilities dedicated only to COVID. We have four structures that are only taking care of COVID patients. And we see now that they are full, all. This week, we are trying to scale up even the number of beds in each facility. In one of them, we are going to increase for 10 to 15 beds as soon as possible. So you have patients that come to the facilities that cannot be admitted, cannot be tested in many occasions because the capacity of testing is very, very reduced. And now when we are talking about the number of daily cases that in some occasions during this peak was very high, it was reaching 1,500 cases when in the previous wave it was not more than 600. Most probably, you know, the number of cases that we are reporting are not reflecting the reality of the pandemic, of the transmission in North Syria. The access to oxygen is very limited. There is not enough oxygen plants that can produce oxygen to treat the persons that need oxygen. Also, there is a very limited number of ICU beds with ventilators. And unfortunately, what we are seeing now is that patients are dying while waiting for an ICU bed or a ventilator.
And in the meantime, I gather the vaccination rate is under 3%. Why is that?
Exactly. You know that COVAX was a plan to provide a vaccine for more or less 20% of the population of northern Syria. These vaccines were used in the priority for the frontline workers, for people over 40 years old, and people that are suffering from NCD pathologies. So the general population is not yet vaccinated or has not yet received the two doses of the vaccine. Among 4 million and something people that are living in this area, you have only 3% of the population that has been vaccinated. And of course, in terms of preventing the spread of the epidemic, it's not very adequate.
Yeah, and that's what I want to ask you about. You described 4 million people, so many of them living right on top of one another, some intense settlements, I gather. How possible is it even to do social distancing for people to keep their hands washed?
It's impossible. Imagine people living in very precarious conditions in camps, families living together in tents after 10 years of war in crowded camps. You cannot implement the measures that normally we can implement. Mm. And of course, this is one of the reasons why the epidemic is spreading so fast in this wave also. And what we see is that the age group of patients that are affected now are much younger. We have the groups of 15, 16 to 14 years old that are very much affected now. That was not the case in the last wave.
And finally, can I just ask you, when you speak to people there, how does COVID, the threat of COVID, even stack up compared to other life and death concerns, a decade of civil war, airstrikes, displacement, extreme poverty? It sounds even odd to even ask this question, but how worried are people about COVID compared to everything else they're worried about?
Well, of course, they are worried like everywhere. And it's very, very sad to hear sometimes from people that say that, you know, we survive 10 years of war in Syria in this tremendous and complicated situation, and now we are going to die of COVID.
That is Francisco Otera Evilar. He leads the MSF Doctors Without Borders mission in northwest Syria. Francisco, thank you for taking the time, and best to you and your team.
Thank you very much for your interest.